All right, Jeremy Bradley here back with our spring break show. You can go to montreal.jbonair.com. We've got pictures, and I think they're already online from our trip to Arbraska here in Rawdon, and I'm up in a tree with... I never thought I'd say that on my show. I'm up in a tree right now with Angie, who... I will admit, okay, she said that it's not going to be difficult, it's going to be okay, because five-year-olds do it, and it's scary at first, but I can say when the wind blows, it's even scarier, but it's really not too bad. You just have to focus on what you're doing. She was saying to, you know, focus on the balance, don't look down if you're afraid of heights, that'll scare you, and just focus on your next step, and you'll go a long way, right?
Yeah, that's right, step by step. Mm-hmm. Don't go too fast, you do at your... in your way.
Right. Now, we're here just on a like on a journey on our own, but just as we came back, there's a big group of people here. So mm-hmm. This is something that you don't necessarily have to do on your own. You can also get a group of people. You were saying a lot of businesses will come.
Yeah, that's right. So here we have school, day camp, we have family, we have friends group, we have business. We have all kind of activity like the Via Ferrata. We have the tree hogging. We have the aerial courses, we have GPS too, geocaching, so we have a lot of activity. And usually people spend like 3 to 5 hours here doing the activity, so with people, and mm-hmm. That's really fun.
And some of them, as we mentioned in the last segment, some of the activities are easier to do, because when we started out, we went on the beginner, what was it called, the easier one?
The Yakamonte.
Right. And then we're heading to the extreme one now, which you say the zip line is longer. Is it faster?
Yeah.
And there's a longer rope to go across to in the extreme. So really it all depends on your comfort level. It's not necessarily that you have to have experience doing it. That's one big thing.
That's right. Yeah. So the people choose which trail they want to do mm-hmm. during the activity. So if they're comfortable in the easy trail, so they can go to the middle trail, but if they don't want to go more than the easy trail, they're choosing. So they have 3 hours to spend in the trails, and they are free in the woods. So they choose what they want and everything. So they are by our home, and the guides are by the ground and looking if everything is doing well and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
And I have to say, because at the beginning you asked me, do I want to do the really hard one? And I said, no, but I think, you know what, I might be convinced. So I think we'll try the extreme one. And again, we'll have pictures on the website for that. You can go to montreal.jbonair.com. But of course, you have a website here.
Yes, we do. So www.arbraska.com. And we also on Facebook. So type Arbraska on the Facebook page and you're going to get that.
And I hope there's going to be no pictures of me on there. But I have a feeling my
sure
colleague,
he's
smiling over there. He's going to be sending you pictures of what we
Maybe
were doing.
Oh, no.
He's already Facebooked them. We're not even off the air yet. Well, Angie, thank you so much. It really was an extreme adventure.
And thank you, you too.
Thank you for having us. And again, Arbraska.com.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll be checking it out. And we've got to get back to the music again, montreal.jbonair.com.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.